AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The frontrunners from both parties had a good Super Tuesday. On the Democratic side,
Hillary Clinton again rode a wave of support from African American voters as she scored multiple victories across the South.
What a Super Tuesday!
Clinton won the backing of more than three-quarters of the African American voters in southern states. Bernie Sanders also won multiple states, including his home state of Vermont, and urged his supporters to look past the Clinton victories.
By the end of tonight, we are going to win many hundreds of delegates.
Still, he lost ground in the delegate fight, but promised to keep fighting to the convention. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Republican Donald Trump added to his lead in the race for delegates on Super Tuesday. Senator Marco Rubio won the GOP caucuses in Minnesota for his first victory in the 2016 race for the White House. Senator Ted Cruz is relishing wins in his home state of Texas and in Oklahoma.
We are the only campaign that has beaten Donald Trump once, twice, three times.
Still undecided is Alaska, where Mary Higenthal voted for Trump.
We need a change in our country. Some people may feel he's drastic, but maybe we need drastic.
South Dakota's governor has vetoed a bill that would have made the state the first in the U.S. to approve a law requiring transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that match their sex at birth. An emergency official says at least four people were injured after a possible tornado left a trail of damage southwest of Birmingham, Alabama. The storm hit near Bessemer. Hundreds of flights were canceled at Chicago's O'Hare Airport due to snowy and icy conditions. Two planes skidded on runways there. This is AP Radio News. The lawyer for an Australian inquiry into child sex abuse suggests one of Pope Francis' top advisors was lying when he denied knowledge of criminal allegations swirling around two pedophile priests decades ago. But Australian Cardinal George Pell insists he's telling the truth and was deceived by church authorities back then.
My whole assumption was that the brothers would be dealing adequately with the matter. I was not aware then that their poor record, which I learned about later, in dealing with such things.
The FDA's new commissioner wants to see painkillers harder to abuse.
It's part of an effort to reduce deadly overdoses tied to prescription pain meds. Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf says his agency alone can't solve the crisis of prescription drug abuse, but it can do everything possible under its authority to prevent abuse, save lives, and treat dependence.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.